It's a tremendous opportunity for me to be sitting here today. It's a natural progression for me in this situation that I find myself in today here as a new general manager for the Cleveland Browns. It's all about winning. We need to find a way to win football games. We need to find a way to develop a championship-level football team, and that's really the charge.
So, Ray, what does this opportunity mean to you?
So opportunity means a lot. It's rare. There's only one of 32, and I don't think all 32 teams have one. So this is a real big moment for me. So I'm excited. I know my family's excited, and I'm going to make most of it.
You mentioned KTB, No Trust Believe. Explain that, how you came to that, and how will that fit into your philosophy of being a GM of the Browns?
I think the philosophy is simple, is that it's about people. And I said that, I think it's a people-first league, it's a people-first business. It's about the people that are in your building, it's about the people that you bring to your building, the players you bring to your building, the relationship that those people have, working together in unison. So how do you work with someone? How do you build the relationships, communication? And I think so you got to get to know somebody, and that's where that communication comes in. And then through that, you'll begin to trust that person, and then you can believe. So I think the KTB just kind of speaks to the levels and the degrees that you have to work through to build those true relationships.
You were part of this organization through the 2013 season. So talk to me on how you see things differently than your predecessors who were making those final decisions through 2013.
I think the differences are, I don't know if that's really the angle I would take. I would say looking forward, there's really a scheme-specific idea of how Coach Pettine and I need to work together. Getting the players that he needs to have success is really the critical component to making anything work. He has a scheme that he wants to implement, as well as Kyle Shanahan on the offense, so defensively and offensively will match, and we'll find the players that fit what they do. And some of those players are here, some of those players are not here. And then we need to do the best job we can of making sure that he has a loaded roster and a full roster of highly talented players for his scheme.
You have those 10 draft picks. You have that salary cap room to work with. You have 6 Pro Bowlers. I mean, you have a core of talent here. So how do you look at it? I mean, does it look to you like a situation that can be built on in fairly short order?
I think that it's a good circumstance and a good situation. I think everything has to be used in unison to achieve the end goal. So, yes, we have a good young roster. Yes, we have a lot of cap room. And, yes, we have 10 picks. But all of those are going to be utilized in a way that allows us to move forward appropriately. Just because you have 10 picks doesn't mean you might need to take 10 picks. You might need to move some of those resources to the future. You might need to use them now. Depends on how you play free agency. It's a balancing act. And I think that you don't want to just try to stuff all your cap room into 1 year, because you got to be sure that you forecast and you pay attention to the future. You want to build Cleveland in a way that it's a consistent winner, not just a 1 year winner.
And the fact that you've played this game and you were a linebacker in the NFL, how much of that comes into your thinking as you evaluate players?
I think a lot of it. I think there's a certain element that I think you get when you play the game of understanding. And interestingly enough, there's guys that when you play, you recognize right away, this guy's a real guy. And I think that definitely helps me in the evaluation process.
What's your message to the Browns fans?
My message to the Browns fans is simple. Again, KTB, No Trust Believe. There's an opportunity for you to get to know us. There's going to be an opportunity for you to get to trust us, and then you'll start to believe.